Yeah.
Cut my life into the Bappa Roach.
Oh, yeah.
You got to hit it. Hit the Bappa Roach for us.
Do it again?
Yeah.
Flipped my truck into pieces. This is my last big grift.
Bum, bum.
Chug
walking. I need to come up with the next line.
Chug walking. I can't even do it if I'm not talking.
Trug walking,
trug walking,
Kalala fucking,
Kalala fucking. I wish I was Kalala fucking.
I love like all my like knowledge about this guy is like just you.
Through fucking me.
God, dude,
the fighter and the kid.
He has a kid, right?
He has three.
Like not the show.
No, he has three.
Holy
crap!
He
has two sons, and then he has. This is the one thing that is good is that the fighter and the kid subreddit. Leaves his family out of it.
That's good. That's nice.
So, you know,
good
since Bravo, by the way, the
golf clap
for you. you know, our motto, everything is fake and gay, truly, truly runs deep. But, you know, so that's something respectable. I do respect that when people leave people's families out of
Bappa doesn't seem like a bad dad. Like
he seems like a genuinely a bad dad,
does?
Dude. Yeah, he seems like a bad dad. Like
would he bring his kids to work one day?
Dude, cheats on his wife all the time.
Yeah, but he could still be nice.
Dude, this is the one of the craziest things is like someone pulled security cam footage of him at like a Super Bowl event like years ago. And it was like, whatever, the fucking Super Bowl was in like, I have no idea, Phoenix or something.
Yeah.
And like,
probably was actually.
And it's like him in some like massive party and it's like secure, it's like pulled security cam footage of like him flirting with girls and like shit.
Sucking on titties.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. Dude.
Well, I was hoping he would be like a good dad and do like, I don't know if they still do this today, but like take your kid to work day.
Okay.
Imagine going to work with that fucking guy.
Going to work with Brendan Schaub, your dad pissing in the sink. Dad, what are you doing? Don't worry, son. I'm pissing in
like,
the sink.
Like, is that the soft white pedophile?
Yeah, don't say that out loud.
Yeah,
though.
Chris D'Elia. No, we call him the wing here, boy.
He's the wing.
We call him the
soft
wing
white
here, son.
Wing?
Okay.
Soft right wing?
Soft right
the
wing.
The soft right wing. That's us. We're soft right wing. Because everybody considers us far right.
Dude, even. Oh, my God.
It's so crazy how wrong people get things. Like,
you just have to say trigger words and they're like, that's, you're in the group.
Like apparently we're like alt-right. We're, what else? What else is it?
We're alt-right. We're probably in certain people's eyes, alt-left.
I would assume so. I mean, was on that fucking, I was on the Antifa wanted list or something.
Dude, if not, we can.
We're definitely on lists everywhere.
Yeah, we can change it too.
For doing
climate
nothing,
change is real.
Dude.
Easy. Boom.
Yeah.
Now
for just having a silly little show. For having a silly show.
The people don't like comedy that control things.
Yeah.
The people that suck.
Not funny.
The people that suck energy from people to feed it up
to
their
high-ups
in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Not happening to us,
so,
baby.
So they're like thralls. They're vampiric thralls that give my energy to
their
overlords.
Yeah, I think like people with like tarot decks like can kind of like that's what they use them for to like, oh, this person drew these cards, we'll use it.
Yeah, we'll
like,
use
we'll suck
them. We'll suck
suck
the
him dry.
Yeah, I'll suck him
like in a blood way, not in a
yeah
like a penis.
I was vampire overlord apocalypse. We were talking about apocalypses on the main episode that's coming out on Thursday. Vampiric overlord apocalypse would be a pretty interesting one.
That would be a good like take your kid to work day if like dad is Dracula.
Your dad is a Dracula.
Like,
your dad,
dude. You
what would you do? Okay, let's paint a scenario. So, take your kid to work day. Your dad is like, I'm going to take you to work, son.
I don't have a dad.
And
but if I did, keep going.
Dad, I'm old. Where's my dad?
All right, so sorry, I fucked that drop up. Yeah, I have to fix it. I fixed it in editing. So okay, so you have a dad.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, so then you're just different. You're just a completely. You're better. You're a whole human. You don't have.
My mom took me to work a couple times.
Really? No. So your parent takes you to work, and they're like, your dad. I work for the FBI, and it's just them following me around. It's just them. It's just them watching this podcast, going, he lied. He lied about that. Get him!
Dad, what do you do at work? Well, today, I'm going to be on my computer.
He's paranoid, son. Oh, that's funny.
Dude, that would be so cool. That probably, like, there is a degree to that. That is, like, not to take your kid to work and show him what you're investigating, but, like...
Yeah.
Dude, what if, like...
How about this? Send your friend to... DeVry.
I thought you said to DeVry. I'm like,
no, send, yeah,
send
no.
your friends to DeVry to send get your technical to skills to elevate no, the so, career.
So, yeah, or like what your dad is like a vampiric overlord. He's like, son, I work in Hollywood. Actually, and I suck the blood out of children and I use chaos magic in order to.
Oh, totally. That's when they get masses. Their first ritual.
Yeah.
Like here and come into this meeting.
Come into this meeting.
Take your pants off.
Come into this meeting at Comet Ping Pong. We're going to have some pizza. Son.
Take your pants off. You can leave your shirt on. It's fine.
Pants off, shirt on.
We just want to show everybody your penis. Batman tidy whities.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
you
crazy.
Loved them when you got them. Show them off. Show them
yeah.
off.
My parents never did. Well, I guess like my mom, I went to my mom's job. She used to work at a car.
I remember that. She worked at a Chevy or something.
A Chevy. Yeah. Car fucking lot or whatever.
A dealership.
Dealership. Car dealership. That's the word. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember going into her office.
Yeah. And I'd always play with the staple remover. I thought it was a shark. I was like, it's a shark.
Oh yeah, dude. That's the coolest office toy out of any. That's like either a shark, a piranha.
Yeah.
Anything. It's a tiger. Yeah. It's still a tiger to me.
Sabertooth.
Was that real or not?
What, the sabertooth?
Sabertooth tigers.
I wonder. Well, sabertooth tiger was probably real. I was actually on a TikTok fucking hole yesterday and I was watching videos on the Leviathan. From the Bible.
That like snaky
no,
serpent
so,
thing?
So in the, well, yeah, kind of. In the Bible, the story of Job, God and Job, or Job describes the Leviathan.
Okay.
He sees a Leviathan. God shows him a Leviathan. I think that's what happens. And he sees a Leviathan and it's basically Godzilla. He sees God. It's what it is. The Leviathan is Godzilla and it lives at the bottom of the ocean, apparently. And so he, that's it.
Well, dude, you've heard like people talking about like the extraterrestrials. I'm starting to hear like everything is underwater.
Yeah, that's the new theories.
Information is
down below.
And that's kind of been my whole stance the whole time. Like, dude, we're trying to like, if space is real, we're trying to get there and explore these depths of space. We can't get to like the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie The Abyss with Ed Harris?
No.
It's a 90s movie. Not good also. but he starts like, they're at this like, it's like C-Lab. Remember C-Lab?
Yeah.
It's like they have like a C-Lab or something like that. Well, and he starts interacting like light aliens.
Okay. That's interesting. That's weird.
I remember seeing it as a kid. I'm like,
that's kind of like, that kind of reminds me of Pacific Rim.
Yeah, yeah. It's
where the creatures start coming out of the depths. And then Charlie Day is the zany guy who.
That would be a cool apocalypse. Monsters?
Monsters would be sick.
It'd be scary, but.
Well, that's what Revelation
when they
basically
popped up,
is.
You're like, dude.
That's what Revelation basically says. There's a dragon.
Dude.
Demons run around. I mean, the movie This Is the End is, that's what I think. That's how I think it ends. 100%.
Light beams and like chasms.
Revelation.
Up,
it's just Revelation,
you have
dude.
Just this like demon dragon outside hunting people. Actually.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much.
That's a movie that deserves more looking.
Which one? Pacific Rim?
No, This Is the End.
Oh, This Is the End is actually one of my favorite movies. Oddly enough, there's some weird shit with that one for sure.
Some weird stuff. No,
some weird stuff with that one. We should rewatch it. We should do a watch along
with a raised eyebrow.
You know what? Actually, we could do for the Patreon is we could do watch alongs.
Yeah, they deserve
because
they deserve
we should add because we did add another show and the Couch Philosopher is on the Patreon now only.
Bay Rescue.
Yeah, that's the other show.
Oh, I'm just giving
yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, we should do like a movie watch along or some shit. We should do something.
We're
cool.
Heading towards a live stream at least. Something we're gonna get some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I do my live streams and yeah, it's we're moving deeper down the depths of the Mariana Trench that is Duhheads Media.
Be here for it.
Be here for Duhheads DHM.
Join our Patreon if you want to. I was just thinking, if my dad actually took me to work.
What would it be? It'd be him.
He used to scam people, like from home.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What would he do?
Dude, this is no joke. My dad is on scam reports, like .com, if that's still a thing.
Okay.
He had a company in the 2000s. It was called Physician. I don't know. I can't say that. Physicians.
Physician.
Physicians Product Procurement. Okay. And he would falsely sell people like medical equipment. And he would just never ship it. He didn't have nothing. He would just have a website. People would buy it and he'd take the money and never
Whoa,
send anything.
That's crazy.
And I remember when he bought like, he thought he was so cool when he bought like this 2000 Buick Regal. Not a good car. And he like took me to the bank and he's like, count this stack of money. And it was like, I think it was like 15 grand. Mm-hmm. And as I was counting it, and I'm like, why don't I have a dirt bike? Like, it was like, I wanted to upgrade basically. I had a small one and I was like, I need to upgrade because I was fat and it was getting bigger.
Yeah.
Like, why can't this asshole like give me, it was like probably $1,000 for a good used dirt like bike then too. Motherfucker just made me count 15 G's and he did that.
These are the stories I need to hear from you. He like, did you have that? So many stories like this that you just never told on the show.
Oh, certain things like you gotta,
they you have to hit the fucking vein. And
yeah. Certain words just make it pop up. Dude, he did that.
Dad.
father, you don't have one. You don't have one.
Lacking. Zero dad. zero dad. All right, dude, that's the micro. The main, we're streaming everywhere, patreon.com/duttheads. We're out, bitch.
Bye, dad.